Christ is born. Today, brothers and sisters, of course, we celebrate Nativity, Christmas. What does Nativity mean? Why do we celebrate it? Of course, we have the custom of celebrating birthdays, and this is our Lord's birthday. But what is the meaning of this feast? Let's listen to some of Galatians, and then I want to make a point about the end of the Gospel of Matthew from today. It's a very important point. First, I want to tell you something about coming to church. When you come to the temple, there is one purpose to come to the temple: to meet God. This is why we come, to meet Him. Now, we can meet Him because He has met us. He's become a son of man, so we can become sons of God. He called Himself the Son of Man often. That was to underscore that He, as St. Paul says, was sent forth and made of a woman. You cannot be made of a woman unless you are a human being. He is completely and absolutely a human being while remaining the second person of the Godhead, Jesus Christ. And because He became man, we can become like Him. And we come to the temple to meet Him. Now, we come to the temple for other reasons as well, and they're perfectly valid, because we want to listen to a sermon, we want to have light candles, we want to have fellowship with our brothers and sisters, we're maybe participate in Sunday school and all the rest. But the primary motivation for coming to the temple is to meet God. And that is what we are going to do today, because we are going to partake of God in the Eucharist. And there is no more intimate way to meet Him than to partake of His body and blood. And it's only possible because He became body and blood. He became a human being. And this is what St. Paul is telling us in part. When the fullness of time was come, according to the fathers, that means the world was terribly wicked at that time. Basically, every sin that could have been sinned was done by then. And the Lord came, it said, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, that is, a human being, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. Now, the law is kind of a complex thing in Judaism. And of course, our Lord came to the Jews first and then to the Gentiles. And most of us are of those Gentiles, those stones that God raised up as children of Abraham. That law is what described how we should be and what we weren't capable of doing. To love our neighbor as ourself. To love God with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind. From those two commandments comes the rest. To not steal, to not commit adultery, and all the rest. And man is not capable of following that law, because his human stuff was just too weak. So Jesus Christ became that human stuff. He was born under the law. He was born as a human being, just as any human being should, to follow the law. We're the same. The difference between Him and us is that He followed the law. He lived a perfect life and gave us an example of how to live that life. And so, with His resurrection and the ascension and the sending of the Holy Spirit, we now have the capability to do this, that we might receive the adoption of sons. He called Himself many times the Son of Man. Now we can become sons of God. The Scripture is quite clear about this. This is what we are celebrating in Nativity, brothers and sisters. It's an amazing thing. Just look in your heart. Don't you see the things that are wrong with you? Don't you see stuff that just needs to change? Do you want it to change? This is the way. Jesus Christ came so all that stuff can change. The thoughts we have, we don't want to have. the feelings we have, the jealousy, the anger, the lust, the laziness, all of that can change because He became man. That's what we're celebrating. And that sin that still is in our hearts to some degree and is being expunged slowly, that sin causes alienation. Not judgment of God, but alienation from Him because He's perfect. And the imperfect do not understand the perfect. Those who are not holy cannot understand holiness. A person who is not humble does not understand humility. We've even experienced that in our lives. You've seen people that are full of pride and arrogance. They just cannot understand humility. You've seen people that take advantage of others. They cannot understand kindness. Well, if you multiply that by an infinite amount, that is how our Lord is good and kind and humble and how we are not. And we cannot understand it without becoming like Him. And He's given us the path now because He's become one of us. He's met us as we are so that we can become like Him and meet Him. And the way St. Paul says it, in the most beautiful way, he says, God sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. No more aliens. No more exiles. We can call Him Father from the depths of our hearts and believe it and feel it with every bit of our being. To some extent, right now we cannot completely feel it because our sin alienates us from His holiness. But He gave us a path to conquer that sin. Not only to be forgiven of the sin, but to get rid of it. And then we can call Him Abba. That's really Papa, Daddy. A term of endearment. Because He is our Father. And He wants us to be with Him. And we can be pressed against His bosom and be completely happy. And have nothing wrong with us. That's the meaning of nativity. We have a silly saying in our country. Christmas spirit. It usually doesn't mean anything about Christmas. Usually means lights and parties and gifts and presents and talking about Santa Claus and all that sort of thing. Christmas spirit, the spirit of Christmas, is the Holy Spirit descending into our hearts and of taking His abode in us because the Son became one of us. And in a process that takes time and effort, like everything else, we can become so perfected, so holy, that we feel a complete kinship with God. God, who is not like us in any way, became like us in every way so that we can become like Him. It is truly a miraculous and great thing. And then we can call Him Abba, Father. And there will be no alienation. There will be no loneliness. There will be no sadness. There will be no bad thoughts. There will be no darkness, no coldness in us. Everything will be light. That is the meaning of Christmas. And so St. Paul concludes this short selection from Galatians. Wherefore thou art no more a slave. The scripture says slave. Sometimes it's kind of homogenized to say servant. It means slave. Doulos is slave. But a son. And if a son, then an heir through Christ. The slavery that he's talking about is slavery to sin. He came so that we could be free from sin. Because He became like us and lived as a man should, as a man was born to live, and now that ability is given to us. Now, I told you in the beginning, when you come to the temple, it is to meet God. He has met us, and we must come continually to meet Him. The best way is through the Eucharist, through partaking of His body and blood. We should prepare for the Eucharist every single time it is offered. because He is offering it to us. He is offering Himself to us so that we would meet Him. We would become like Him. We would become energized. We would have our sins wiped away and our propensity to sin wiped away. So we come to liturgy. We come to the other services too. You can meet God in prayer also, and in kindness and in acts of charity, in acting like God, you meet Him. But especially in the liturgy, this is a kind of high point of the week. And it gives us strength. I'm reminded of Elias. Remember after he killed all the prophets of Baal? A great victory happened. He killed all the prophets. They had had the sacrifice that occurred. They weren't able to have the sacrifice burned, but his burned by the prayers, by his prayers to God. Then he became terrified because Jezebel wanted to kill him. So he ran away right after his great moment of triumph. He ran away like a scared little puppy. And then he was fed by the raven. And what did he do? He walked for 40 days on the strength of that food. And then he met God in the cave. Well, we have that food every single time in the liturgy so that we can meet God in our condition with whatever's going on in our life, with the sins and the problems and the anxieties and the complicated relationships and all the rest. And God meets us and cleanses us. And it's all possible because He became a man. Now the point I want to make from the Gospel is this, at the very end. Of course the Gospel tells us some very interesting history about the wise men and everything. But then, at the end of the Gospel, they had been told by Herod to go and worship the child, and then bring word to Herod, because Herod said, I want to worship him too. And of course Herod wanted to kill him. By the way, Herod and the rest of the people could not see the star, because the star was not a celestial body of gas. It was an angel. And the angel brought them from the east and brought them to Jerusalem and then disappeared. So then they had to go to Herod and talk to him and talk to the wise men. Talk to those who knew about the law. And they said, well, at Bethlehem. And so when they found that out, then the star appeared only to their eyes and showed them where the child was laying in a house now, because this was actually not on the day of his nativity. And the star came down. Stars don't come down from heaven. Stars stay up in heaven. This star went down and stood over the house. That's how we know it was an angel. And so, after they worshiped the Lord, then the scripture says, being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. All scripture is important. This is not an extraneous point. This applies directly to what I have already said to you. After you meet God, you must change. You must live another way. A different way. A better way. That's why that historical detail is said, because it means that when you meet God, you must change. And this is also part of the meaning of Christmas, because if you meet God and do not change, you are like that man that St. Paul speaks about. He goes and looks in a mirror and he forgets what he's like when he goes away and forgets who he is. We should know who we are. We are sinners, undeserving of God's mercy, but He gives it to us abundantly. We are not like Him in any way, and yet He became like us so that we can become completely like Him in virtue and knowledge. So we must change, brothers and sisters. This must be the time when you meet God and then you go out into the world. And you do all the complicated stuff that happens in the world. The wise men had a complicated several weeks of travel. And all the things they had to do to figure out How to find the Lord. We have complicated lives. Everybody does. Everybody always has. We think life is more complicated now because of technology, but we still have the same sins and the same passions, the same difficulties, and relationship problems, just like everybody else has always had. And so, life is the way we are united to God is by living in this life and on the strength of meeting Him. Living. And God will show you the way, just as He showed the wise men, that they had to go to their country another way. After they met God, they went another way. So brothers and sisters, you must meet God also, and you must then change the way you live. Now for some of us, for most of us, and I hope all of us, it should be incremental changes, not like a complete turnaround from evil to good, but just becoming better. But you must change. When you come to the liturgy, you must come in order to be changed. Not just because it's a holiday, but in order to be changed. Now, when there is a large group of people, many of whom I don't know, many of whom I have not met on holidays such as this, I feel constrained as a pastor to exhort you. Don't let this be the only time this year that you come to the temple. Come to the temple weekly. We have services 5 days a week, sometimes more. Come often so that you can meet Him and change. Look inside your heart and see if it is so that there are things that need to change. God gave you this means. But it is not accomplished just by occasionally praying and occasionally coming to the temple. Many of you are coming and probably won't receive the mysteries because you haven't prepared. On Nativity, we should all receive the Holy Mysteries. Because God became man so that we can become God, so St. Athanasius says. And the process of that becoming God, a critical part of it is partaking of the mysteries. So I exhort you, as a pastor, as a Christian, as a sinner, as a friend, let us meet together here often, every week. And let us gradually change whatever in our life is missing God, whatever is incompetent, whatever is unholy, have it changed gradually through the process of meeting Him. My wish, my fervent desire for all of you is that all of you would with regularity come to the temple and receive the Holy Mysteries. Because Nativity is not a one-day event. The Nativity of our Lord is what gives us life. And life happens every day. So brothers and sisters, I beg of you, come back. Come back tomorrow. We have liturgy, of course, tomorrow. It's Sunday. And the next, and the next, and the next. And if you haven't fasted for a long time, or confessed for a long time, or there's complications in your life, I guarantee you, I'll understand. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm just like you. Because I'm weak. But God became man so that we can become strong. There is no problem that can't be solved by loving Jesus Christ. None. So brothers and sisters, come back. Often. So that you can have God completely possess you. So that you would completely and absolutely be able to say, Abba, Father. May God bless you and help you in all things. Christ is born. Lord.